Praise the Lord. Good morning once again, and welcome to day 32 of our 50 days of blessings. Glory be to God. I'm sure you've had a wonderful week so far, and it's going to be a beautiful week as we move towards the end of the month and looking forward to September 12th, which is the night of blessings. Let's continue with our study on the book of Isaiah chapter 60. We've been reading this for some days now. We started out on Monday, and every day it has been inspiring and enriching, discovering what the Word of God says about us. So yesterday we got up to verse 13, and today we're moving straight into Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 14. But before I go into that particular verse, I'll take you through some others because I want you to understand how the Word of God works. We're reading a prophetic word that was spoken about the church in this age and Israel in the millennium. But we also want to see how the Lord Jesus applied prophecy to himself. So I want you to go to Luke chapter 4 from verse 18, just to see, before we come back to reading the scripture in Isaiah, how did Jesus treat prophecy spoken about him? So if you look at Luke chapter 4 and verse 16, it says, "And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah." King James says Esaias. Now, we've been reading from the book of Isaiah. So now they give the Lord the book of Isaiah. It says, "And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.'" And he closed the book. So he read from Isaiah, and this is actually a portion of scripture from Isaiah chapter 61. So when Jesus closed the book, the Bible says, "And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, 'This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.'" Glory to God. That is how you work with prophecy. When you see a prophecy in the Word of God, you see yourself in it, and you declare, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears." The Lord said in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, reading, quoting another prophetic scripture, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 7 says, "Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God." Oh, hallelujah. Now, when you see the Word of God concerning you, you see a scripture that talks about you, the church, God's people. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to declare, "This day this scripture is fulfilled." The prophecy was spoken ahead of time, but it has come to its time of fulfillment in you. Glory be to God. So as we go back to Isaiah chapter 60, I want you to begin to see that this day, these scriptures are fulfilled in your life. They are no longer promises. They are no longer prophecies of a future. They are now your present our reality. That's how you work with prophecy. So we go back to Isaiah chapter 60, and we continue from verse 14, where we left off verse 13 yesterday. So you are looking at yourself now, and this scripture is fulfilled. Glory to God. It says, "The sons also of them that are afflicted, they shall come bending unto thee. And all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet." That means God is giving you the upper hand. And all those that had fought against you, all those that had tried to resist you, they will come bending to you. If there was anyone that tried to afflict you, that person or those people or that system will be subject to you. Glory to God. Now, this is not talking just about mere human beings or about your brothers and sisters in Christ. He's talking about spiritual things. He's talking about those that have set themselves up against the Word of God, deliberately against God's Word in your life. He says, "They will bow themselves down at the soles of your feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel." Yes, you'll be recognized as the city of the Lord, as the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. This is talking about the church. So this is talking about the day of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. These scriptures are fulfilled in the church. Verse 15, "Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations." Glory to God. God has made you an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Remember, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Today you are an eternal excellency, the joy of many generations. Verse 16 says, thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles. Oh, praise the Lord. And shall suck the breast of kings. Oh, hallelujah. And thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. Oh, glory to God. Remember, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Verse 17 says, for brass I will bring gold, hallelujah, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. God is bringing you the best. Instead of brass, you're going to have gold. Instead of iron, you'll have silver. Instead of wood, you'll have brass. Instead of stones, you'll have iron. The better things, the best things of life are coming to you. Then it says, I will also make thy officers peace and thine exactors righteousness. In other words, peace will rule in your life. Righteousness will rule in your life. You will not be ruled by fear. You will not be ruled by death. You will not be ruled by evil. No, peace will be your ruler. Peace will be your official, your exactors. Glory to God. Those that reign over you will be righteousness. God's righteousness will reign in your life. Hallelujah. Verse 18 says, violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting not destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy wall salvation and thy gates praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Verse 19 says, the sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a life. You will not need light from outside. God himself in the midst of you is your everlasting light. No wonder you're shining. Remember, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your life. Glory to God. Verse 20 says, thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. You know, there are those that go up to come down. No, your sun shall no more go down. Ever bright, ever shining, ever glorious. Neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Glory, glory, glory to God. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. And you're going to say the same thing. You say, this day, the sun is no more my light. The moon is no longer my brightness. The Lord himself is my everlasting light. Oh, hallelujah. God is my everlasting light. He has glorified me. He has called my wall salvation and my gates praise. Violence shall no more be heard in my life, nor wasting or destruction within my borders. Glory to God. Oh, peace will rule over me. Righteousness will rule over me. For brass I will receive gold. For iron I'll receive silver. For wood I receive brass. For stones I receive iron. Glory, glory, glory to God. Oh, God has made me an eternal excellency, the joy of many generations. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I want you to think about this scripture today. But don't think about it as something that is going to happen. No, do like Jesus. He said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Talk the glory of God. Talk the righteousness of God. Talk the peace of God. Talk the prosperity of God. That is who God has made you to be, and that is who you are. Now remember, we are getting ready for a night of blessings at the Tafar Balewa Square, Lagos, on Friday, September 12, 2025, from 6 p.m. till dawn. We will be in an amazing ambience of the Spirit with the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost manifested. You will be in an atmosphere that will transform your life forever. Start getting ready now to attend. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your co-workers you're going to be there. Get somebody to join you now. And very, very importantly, confirm your attendance today. Use the details that we've been sharing with you, our telephone number 090-764-15312, to send us an SMS or to give us a call. Go to our website, anightofblessings.org, and let us know you are coming. Book your bus transportation. Let's have a bus coming from your location. Get others to join you. Let us be together in this moment of the Spirit that will transform your life forever. In the next few moments, Pastor George is going to come and talk to you and give you more information and prepare you even more for the night of blessings. I'm going to expect to see you tomorrow, or to be with you tomorrow, for the final day of Isaiah chapter 60 in our 50 days of blessing. Have a great day. God bless you.
Oh, wow. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for once again speaking words of blessings on us today. Thank you for the consciousness you brought to us that we are living in the days of the fulfillment of prophecies in our lives. How glorious this is. Thank you, ma'am. Now, to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received the truth revealed in today's words of blessing from our dear Pastor Deola Phillips. She said, The prophecies in the Bible about us are no longer in the future. They are our present, our reality. She also said that God has made you an eternal excellency and a joy of many generations to the extent that God is bringing the best to you. So no fear, no death, and no evil will rule in your lives. Instead, peace and righteousness will rule, and we never go down. We are ever bright, we are ever shining, and we are ever glorious. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Now, if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you are now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you for the ministry of your word. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit at work in them, causing them to fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, even as we declare that they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. And if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, let me pray for you that you receive the Holy Spirit. I pray and I declare that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you receive the Holy Spirit now. Receive him now. It is done unto you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. So congratulations once again, but we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you gave your heart to Christ, because we have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin enjoying this life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. Or if you have questions, or you have prayer requests, or you have testimonies from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. When you reach us on that number, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, this is going to be a glorious night, a night of the Word of God. It's a night of transformation, a night of healing, a night of the miraculous, a night of testimony for you. It's a night of salvation. It's a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, for your free seat reservations and other information about the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And if you live in Lagos, we do have free bus shuttle arrangements to bring you from where you are to the venue of the program. So please reach us on our number, that's 0907-641-5312. And you can also reach us on that number for all other inquiries about the program. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to you joining us every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-153-12 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-153-12 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say